AEA board and the ADA board.
Okay.
So you welcome the AEA members?
And the AEA members can welcome the ADA members. That goes both ways.
Pat, I apologize. I've been out of town, and I just got back, so bear with me.
Sir, do you want to just run through the roll call?
Do we have to do a roll call?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do it jointly, though.
Oh, terrific. I appreciate that, Brian. Mr. Kelsey?
Here.
Commissioner Galvin?
Here.
Commissioner Von Schaven?
Here.
Commissioner Noddy?
Here.
Mr. Winther?
Here.
All members present and accounted for, and I note that Deputy Commissioner Brian Andrews is also here, Sherry Syverson from staff, Brian Bjorkvist from the Department of Law, and myself.
And they're on telephone.
John Winther is the only person on telephone right now.
Okay.
So I took care of the public roll call at the same time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now you should entertain a motion to go into executive session, and the topics, as I understand, are first to talk about the strategy for negotiations with prospective applicants today. Second, for interviews with applicants for the AEA executive director position. And the third topic, I believe, is compensation for the acting director. That will be dealt with today also. So those three topics. Is there anything else anybody wanted to talk about? Nobody wants an update on people from the call on the second floor.
No, we got your email.
Okay, good. So just those three topics.
I sent an email out this weekend. Did you see it?
I didn't either.
I'll make sure you get a copy of it. I think it went just to Brian. But we'll get you a copy of that, too.
Okay.
Andy.
Andy, please.
Yes, sir.
Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Sir. All right. Andy, you want to call the roll?
I think the roll call is already there. I think you're now officially in executive session.
To go out of executive and go into regular meeting.
It's a joint meeting of both the ADA and AEA board meetings.
Okay. Thanks. What do we got before us? I don't have an agenda here.
I think last Thursday, I think we did everything through the agenda, so if there's nothing more, I guess board comments, is there...
We have to talk about Sarah.
Oh, no. Excuse me.
I'm sorry, that's what we have to do.
You're going to do something in public with that, or is that... Let's just take a time out. Just let me know what your idea is there.
So, moving on to any board comments.
Right.
Did we settle the other little issue?
Yeah, that was...
We don't have to talk about that here? I would like to, but...
it's your prerogative to speak in public on anything you choose to speak on.
Well, they're just talking about, the board's talking about giving you a raise. As to what it is, that's between one year. So I want to acknowledge that we think you're doing a great job, and the raise is commensurate with that. And that's it. The only other thing I have for a board comment is I really want to pursue the employee survey, and you're doing that.
Yes.
So the next board meeting, when?
April.
I
shouldn't actually make a note of that. We do expect to have another board meeting between them. There's a couple issues that are out where we probably have just a teleconference meeting because of session. But there is at least one loan issue we know that would probably need to come before the board before the April meeting.
So April, you're going to bring in a proposal for an employee survey and the scope and budget for it? Is that what you're going to do?
We can do that in April, or we can provide, I guess the rough estimate right now is $15,000 to $25,000 for something that we have kind of a rough scope of work.
Okay.
On how that would, we could do that. And Chris, that would be a small procurement issue, right?
Yeah, we could do it. We could actually do it similar to what we did for the executive director search. We could put a small RFP out for a couple of weeks. There's at least three firms we know probably out there that could probably do this work, and if the board would like to see the know, the scope of work before we shoot it out, we could do that if they wanted to, or we could, you know, maybe have a level of involvement here on it.
The only scope of work that I would like to see is employee questionnaire, a notice from management, you're going to do the survey, you're going to do this peer review, so to speak, third-party intervention, a questionnaire that goes out, and employees are interviewed personally by the third-party consultant, and that a paper is debriefed, a debriefing paper is put together and presented to the chairman by himself first, and then he decides if he wants to feed the board and the management. That's how I'd like to see it happen. I hate to see us wait all the way to April to do this. Can we just go ahead for that kind of money?
Yeah, we could actually, by April, you might have it done.
I guess we can take this as board direction that you want us to pursue this, including signing the contract.
I do. Mr. Chairman, okay, if you said the name, it's okay. The reason I'm doing this is you're going to have two new guys coming in.
Right.
It'd be nice for them to have some feedback from the staff, so when he or she takes the job, they have this employee feedback thing and say, oh, here's some ideas from the employees, and it also keeps the employees involved in the process. So I guess I'd like to see it start ASAP so it's ready for when the new guys come on board, new guys or girls.
Okay.
Yeah, there was one suggestion, Commissioner, that was one of the consultants we talked to suggested, in addition to doing individuals, you might want to do some group interviews, possibly with groups if it has a, you know, like credit or something, have some issues they go into some interview process.
I'm open to what the consultant would say.
Okay.
I don't have any problem with that.
Okay.
Again, it is feedback to the new management that's coming on board so that they can hit the ground with information. Otherwise, they're going to come to a strange organization conceivably, have no idea what the staff feels, and then they have to do it. So then they go through another couple of months. This way they'll have a document.
Okay.
So if it's okay with you, Chair.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Good idea.
I agree that's the way to do it.
So
okay,
we'll shoot to try to get an RFP out this week, and it should be reasonably simple, and hopefully get a response back in contracting place, so you have something back and done by maybe mid-April or something like that.
That's true.
With an April 15th completion date, if they can do it by then.
Yeah, and John would get the feedback, and he would decide how to, because there will be confidential information there that will have to stay confidential. You'll have one focal point. Right now you don't have, it could be Sarah, but Sarah, you're taking the risk of doing this job, then going back into the other area, and you've got that confidentiality here.
So it'd
be nice if you want to fund one focal point.
Yeah.
So we go to John, and he would decide what to do. Okay?
Sounds
good to me. That's great.
Yeah. Vehicle with a view, Brian?
I don't see the legal problems with this at all. It sounds like a good plan. I think the board is, I think this is very useful. That's my comments on it. And I don't see any legal issues with it.
Okay.
Well, comments about our next meeting. I think the board needs to be prepared to have a quick meeting if the governor's office takes action and the governor is going to go over the
And a board meeting can be set up on relatively quick notice. It's 3 days for emergency, 5 days for the normal, 5 business days for the normal. If you were contemplating having something more expedited and you wanted to have recess this to reconvene, we could do that also. But what's your pleasure as far as, do you have a time set that you would want? Then the better would be just to schedule a meeting when we know, and 5 days would be the normal course, and 3 is basically an emergency.
You're thinking regarding the governor's decision on our choices? That should happen fairly soon.
Yeah, it's going to happen way before April.
Oh, it's going to be days away, I think.
So,
and meetings can be scheduled on short notice.
Okay. We'll just wait, and then we get 3 to 5 days to set one up.
Go ahead.
You're in public session.
I'm in public session. So, okay, this, it was in relation to the growth company had just a couple of minor questions regarding the hiring of the data executive director. And that was, they were talking about, and you guys all got this packet that we had last week, we get a chance to read it. One was making sure that we publish the job description. We're going to do that, make that available as it was presented in the packet. And then two, if there were any questions that the growth company had, we presume that we continue to talk to Brian, as we have been working, that's okay, with the board in general. And then three is they were set looking at a schedule for interviews, and they're doing three levels of interviews. First is there's a set of interview questions that they're going to be asking.
Is that something appropriate to talk to the public?
It's just the process. Okay. It's just process. It's going to be a three-level process where the growth company is saying have questions. Second one is they're going to be doing phone interviews, and then after that level, they'll give you a list of all of the candidates that have applied, and they're suggested, short list of candidates that you might want to go to, and then you'll have the opportunity to respond to that. And then trying to set up interviews the last week of March. I mean, that's in effect what was in your packet. I just wanted to brief you here to confirm that that's okay, or if there's any issues with that, we would expect Brian to tell us if there's something other than what we proposed that you guys want to do.
Just Brian.
Okay.
That's
Brian.
The Brian
looking
I'm referring.
Yeah,
Brian.
I just
want to confirm with the growth company because we're helping them. We're in the papers on that as of today. So.
Deputy Commissioner Brian Andrews. He's very precise.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's time to look at the process.
Any other comments?
No.
Let's stand adjourned.
Motion to adjourn, or so moved.
Second.